know, you said, as people say, you must respect the bell. I say that. I think you say that, too. So, as we say, gotta respect the bell. Welcome back to Crunch Time, final segment on a Wednesday. That means Crunch Exchange time. I'm going to give Steve some stories from around the world of sports. The prospectus from those stories, he is going to tell us if he's buying or selling the prospectus. There's also a pending option that is occasionally used. Hasn't been used in about a month, I'd say.
Oh, really?
Maybe a little longer, yeah. Friend of the program, FOP, Aaron Fentress, wrote an interesting piece about the Oregon basketball team projecting to next season. Obviously, the Ducks have a lot of momentum after making their first Final Four trip since 39. They also have the prospectus of losing the Merry Trio, I believe you called them, to the lure of the NBA. Brooks, Dorsey, Bell all have a big decision to make about their futures. Ventress wrote, he thinks all three of them should return next year and put the world right with an Oregon national championship. Kind of seems like the writing is on the wall for Brooks, who was Conference Player of the Year, but he also has injury concerns, had a pretty bad for his standards NCAA tournament. Dorsey and Bell, NBA projects, let's face it. So we're not so much asking if they, you know, should, like Fentress did, but the prospectus. All of Oregon's big three will return next season.
By the way, once upon a time, I'd be like, there's no chance Dylan Brooks is coming back. Mm-hmm. Figure it out. We had this conversation.
Royce Freeman. It's
time to get played. Yes, Royce Freeman changed me forever.
I watched him practice today.
By the way,
he's still playing football for Oregon.
This has happened once before. I used to joke going into every season from 1993 till 2004. What did I used to say? The one thing we don't have to worry about, the Red Sox ain't winning. Now it's like, I've got to consider this.
All they do is win.
The reason I'm going with the big P is I'm going to be very curious to see what happens between May 9th and 14th. At that combine, you get a very good sense of reality. Not only that, you find out what the landscape is because you start going, him. Well, now at best I'm going to be mid-second round. If I come back and establish myself and I get into the first round, is that worth it? So I'm going to do the P word. I'm going pending.
Ted, my boy, it's going to be legend. Wait for it.
Oregon spring football practices started today. They actually allowed people with very questionable character and in some cases records like myself to roam the sidelines of it, capturing pictures, checking out all the action, what have you. Willie Taggart said in his media availability yesterday that he took a cue from Clemson, decided to open things up and get the community excited, give media members who are going to talk and write about the team a chance to see the changes he's making in the culture. He also added that a similar arrangement will happen in the fall as well. Now, we remember Chip Kelly trying this out when he became coach, and that lasted about a week or two. Then someone videotaped something, somebody tweeted about an injury, boom, locked the door, burned the key to everyone not named Jerry Allen and Rob Mosley. Although I believe Rob was still with the guard at the time. Rob got aced. Yeah, exactly. I know you said you're heading out there Friday, but how about this fall? The prospectus, you buy or sell that after this spring, nothing will have gone wrong and practices will still be open in the fall.
I'm not saying they're going to have open practices. I think during the fall, there will be opportunities. Might be an hour here, an hour there. I just think they realize, come on, what's really an hour here and an hour there? They need a little bit of change. People are frustrated still. So I guess that's a buy. With authority.
Yeah, let's ask after Friday when you go out there and mess something
like,
up for everyone.
Wait. It's like when I get out there and there's like my picture stapled to trees and stuff.
Yeah,
don't let this man in here.
Like the bad check sign or whatever.
Like with Jerry when he bounced the check at the, what's it called? The bodega.
Yeah.
Good luck in prison.
A big takeaway for some of us from the press conference yesterday was that Taggart's response to the quarterback question, he said the position, like all positions, will be an open competition, that if somebody has a bad day, then they won't be able to remain with the ones the next practice. Now, that's sort of shocking to some because Justin Herbert was probably Oregon's best player the second half of the season. 2,000 yards, 19 touchdowns, only 4 picks. Also ran for almost 200 yards with 2 scores. And the thought last year was that he beat out the other youngsters, Johnson and Wilson, and when Prukop faltered, It was now his job for the long haul, but not according to the ball coach. Though that might just be coach speak trying to motivate everyone in the spring. The prospect is you buy or sell that Justin Herbert, after the season he had last year, isn't really going to be the starting quarterback for the Ducks.
Sell that. You got to be out of your mind. He's the quarterback. I just ruined his college career.
Yeah, and from what I noticed today, he was running with the ones. For the most part,
so. Was it like running with the bulls?
Somebody has to. Okay, so this story is officially nuts, but it sounds like it might actually be true. Beast mode is coming back, if you believe Pat McAfee, Ian Rappaport, and Adam Schefter. That's three sources. That's pretty good. He was given permission by the Seahawks to talk with the Raiders, and he did. He apparently still in shape, and it's all from Oakland's perspective, just waiting on Jack Del Rio's approval. But there's another twist. He's still technically under contract with the Seahawks, so if he does decide to return, they own his rights and would have to trade or release him for him to actually be able to go to Oakland. If it does end up being a trade, Lynch would hit the Raiders for $9 million on their cap. He has said he will only unretire to play for them. John Schneider said he would love to facilitate the move because it would open up the cap space for them, which they currently lack. The prospectus, you buy or sell beast mode, will sign and play with Oakland this year.
I don't know if it's written he's in shape. He looked like a little bit of a chunky monkey to me. I don't know if he is that much in shape. I think he's a guy who he doesn't like to have to be in the spotlight, but he sure likes the stuff like the ka-ching that comes with being in the spotlight. I actually think he wants to try and come back. I'm actually buying that.
Big story around these parts is that we gained a pretty high-profile colleague around these parts. Well, not these parts, but with CBS Sports. Tony Romo deciding to hang up his cleats will take over as lead NFL analyst for CBS along with Jim Nantz. He is pretty much saying that CBS made him an offer he couldn't refuse in terms of profile and money, that despite having a lot of interest from NFL teams, well, some interest, that he is officially done playing the game. Some could say the game was done playing with him, but he probably only had a couple years left anyways. It sounds like CBS might be cool with him stepping away for a bit if he wanted to make one last run. So the prospectus, Tony Romo will never play in the NFL again.
First of all, I am so ticked off. Sims is my boy. I was there on draft day 1979 when Pete Rozelle said, with the seventh pick in the NFL draft, the Giants take who? What are you, out of your minds? Out of Moorhead State? Where the hell is that? So,
Chris Sims' dad?
Yeah. So, Romo, I think if there's an offer, he still wants to play. And if they said they'll give him a year, so I'm going to sell that. I don't think he's done just yet. I'm not sold.
With Tony Romo allegedly stepping away, one of the teams which was very interested in signing him, Houston, now has a problem. They don't really have a starting quarterback. Sean Wagner of CBS, thank you very much. CBS Sports wrote a story with a very simple solution for them. Jay Cutler. Cutler's wife suggested he might decide to sit out this season, and he quickly got off to a really good start in his retirement by going to exotic locations, taking nude pictures, posting them online, cuddling up with many bottles of rosé. But now we might see another reason Cutler was being so chill. It's because he knew this day would come. Houston needs a quarterback. He is technically one of those, and he is a starter at the position. Well, you know, yeah, okay. But the perspective, Houston should sign Jay Cutler.
Do they really have anything to lose? He sure didn't play a lot last year. He threw 137 passes. He has precipitously dipped the last 2 years. I mean, if you look at his record,
so has the team.
Over the last 4 years, he's won 17 games. He's lost 30, but they don't have a lot of other options. I don't see what they have to lose because he's going to turn 34 for a quarterback. You're still in your prime. So I actually think it makes sense to find out because if you, there's nobody else out there, and they're certainly not going to draft anybody that's going to step in and go Dak Prescott on him. So I actually think that makes sense. I'm going to purchase.
Blah, blah, blah. NFL mock draft, CBSSports.com. Blah, blah, blah. Leonard Fournette slated to go in the second round as the third running back selected behind Christian McCaffrey, Dalvin Cook. Blah, blah, blah. Fournette's really good. Just ran a 4.5 40 at 240 pounds. That's crazy, right? The prospectus. That's crazy, right?
What, that Fournette's not the first?
The third running back taken in the second round.
Behind Cook? I don't think.
Cook and McCaffrey, who are both going in the first round according to this mock.
Yeah, I don't buy, even though Fournette had some injury issues late, that McCaffrey is a better NFL prospect. I don't buy that. I'm selling that. Forget that. No, man. All right.
And Fournette apparently lost all that weight, and he ran a 4.5 at 240 pounds.
Yeah,
That's crazy.
It's not adding up, and the mock drafts, and although we are about 3 weeks away, so I guess they're kind of getting serious and fine-tuning.